Welcome to Animation Damnation, loyal Patreon subscribers. I'm Andrew Jupin, alongside the whole gang, Christopher Cabin, Eric Siskin, Steven Sadak.
I'm me.
That's right, you are. We'll see what happens next month, but for right now, you're still Eric Siska.
I could be you next month.
Ooh, wow. Look out. Okay. I can wear your skin, Mark. The episode in question, the television series we're talking about, this was a television series.
It sure
what was this
two
called?
Seasons.
Hulkster's Rock and Roller.
Hulk Hogan's Rock and Wrestling.
What a stupid title.
The episode in question, Clean Gene / Andre's Giant Problem. Original air date, September the 21st, 1985.
This is garbage.
It's trash.
It's insanely bad.
I can't believe it. And Steve, we were talking about this earlier today. This is coming out in such an interesting period in television. It was a thing where if you were even remotely successful in a number of fields, professional sports, television, movie acting, maybe you were a very popular farmer. You got a fucking cartoon adaptation.
Oh, yeah.
It was like absolutely
fucking
did.
Old McDonald. Fucking rich
son dude.
Of
the
a
New
bitch.
Adventures of Old McDonald, man. It was a classic cartoon.
Well, that's it's like the Rambo cartoon we did. It was like it was just this thing where like it was like a sweetener to some to another deal that had something. It was like, well, we can't give you points at the back end, but what about a Saturday morning cartoon show?
Which is just outrageous because some of this shit didn't like. The connection of whatever you are to cartoon series,
yes.
There's no bridge there. Like fucking Rambo, like Hulk Hogan's Rock and Wrestling.
Let me ask you this, Steve.
Sure.
Did Richard Lewis ever have a cartoon series based on
Richard Lewis Babies, maybe?
I mean, I could
Richard
believe it.
Richard Lewis, he'll make your dreams come true. This is
smoking baby Richard Lewis.
I'm sorry, Eric.
No, I'm also now just wondering what the working conditions would have been on this show, because the animation's kind of not great, and I'm assuming they're just like murdering people in this sweatshop that produced their show.
Yes, for sure.
Have you seen The Office from Joe versus the Volcano? I think it's something similar.
I haven't seen Joe versus the Volcano since like 1992.
Ditto.
Yeah, it's a wild one. It's a wild one.
Quite possibly a stay tuned.
Joseph
could be.
Dante?
No.
It's not Joe Dante? No, who directed that then?
Somebody directed it, actually. I mean, somebody directs everything.
Shanley wrote it. That's what I remember.
So while he looks that up,
I'm just thinking of Joe, because it's Joe versus the Volcano.
It's this weird, it's actually, I'm a bit of a wrestling, I have some wrestling knowledge.
John Patrick Shanley. Sorry, Steve. Okay,
that's fine. But this is actually a little earlier than like my period of wrestling, so you don't have like the Ultimate Warrior here. You don't get the like Legion of Doom, like. But those are my guys. Those are my guys. This is like a little earlier. You've got Hulk Hogan, Roddy Piper, Jimmy Superfly Snuka, the Junkyard Dog, who I barely remember as a kid, Wendy Richter.
Who I didn't recognize that person.
She was just a female wrestler of the time.
Big John Studd.
Yeah, Captain Lou Albano.
Who I only know from Super Mario Brothers, by the
Hillbilly
way.
Hillbilly Jim, who's kind of my favorite in this show. Nikolai Volkov. By the way, out of 15 principal characters, 9 of the people that are based on are now dead.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Yeah, pretty high fatality rate in the cartoon fucking wrestling world.
So I have the IMDb page pulled up here where it has the voice actors.
Yes.
And the characters that they played. So can I do a little game here and try to guess which ones are dead? Do you have the list of the dead?
I have the list of the dead.
Okay.
Did you guys ever see Chris Benoit's Adult Swim show?
It was 6 minutes. Years. It was really funny. It was really edgy, really interesting.
Especially after he killed his kids, that it had to become an Adult Swim.
All right. Let me see. Okay. So one, I definitely know. Roddy Piper is
dead.
Deceased.
Yep. Yes.
Jimmy Superfly Snuka?
Bingo, yeah. Age 61, age 73 for Snuka.
Okay.
You wrote down... Now, Steve is reading a piece of paper that apparently has all the death dates on.
I knew it was going to come up.
All right. He's
a good podcaster.
Some people
thorough.
Prepare.
I'm a bad podcaster.
He's a good podcaster and thorough. All right, so let's see. I'm going to say...
He's bona fide.
Junkyard Dog is dead.
Yes, he is. Age 45.
Oh, geez, Junkyard. Really?
That's too soon.
Wow. What
okay.
did die of?
I believe it was a car accident.
Ooh.
Which is actually kind of, really? Yeah, junkyard dog and a little, yeah.
Ooh, that's ironic. Captain Lou Albano definitely
your whole
did.
Damn life to take that ride. Your name was Junkyard Dog, and you said, isn't this nice?
I'm trying to guess these dead wrestlers.
All right, continue.
Andre the Giant, definitely dead.
Absolutely.
Captain Lou Albano, definitely dead.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say, let's see. All right, I know the Iron Sheik is still alive. That is a fucking fabulous Twitter account. Mean Gene Okerlund, I know, just passed away.
He sure did.
Okay.
For what?
I think he's just, you know, he's like 76.
Okay. The Reaper.
Nikolai Volkoff dead?
Yes.
All right, so you said how many nine are dead? I got two more to go?
Yeah, you got two more to go.
Oh, this is awesome.
this is awesome. In quotation marks.
Big John Studd dead?
Big John Studd is dead.
Yes! All right, one more. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
Don't fuck this up.
I'm going to say Tito Santana dead.
Tito Santana is... Hold on. He's alive!
Fuck! Fucking fuck! God damn it.
You should have put your money on Mr. Fuji, who is now dead.
How did he go?
I think he just,
okay,
he just died.
I'm dead.
Most of these people are from fucking CTE complications. Yeah.
The life.
Yeah.
The life. Yeah.
You get hit in the head with a fucking chair for a living, you're not going to have a long life expectancy.
Yeah, and I'll say, speaking of dead, by the way, voicing Junkyard Dog, R.I.P. James Avery.
Yes,
Uncle also Phil did. Himself.
But most importantly, voicing the Hulkster.
Oh, right.
Very young Brad Garrett.
That is
hilarious. Why don't they just have the fucking guys do the voices?
Listen, I was thinking the same thing, and I can understand, you know, you can't get Hillbilly Jim and Nikolai Volkoff and whoever else. But fuck you, Hulk Hogan. Your name is on this show, man.
But no, think about it.
I think you could get any of these guys.
Remember last month when we did the G.I. Joe thing? Remember how it sounded whenever Sergeant Slaughter talked?
Awesome.
Imagine a whole show of that. It would be a cacophony of nonsense.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, totally fair.
And he's going to have a bunch of pork in his mouth the whole time. He's just shoveling it in. Do you know who fucking voices Captain Lou Albana?
No.
Who?
It's Lorraine's father from Back to the Future.
Yes, that's absolutely right. George DiCenzo doing Jimmy Fly, Superfly Jimmy Snuka, rather. Louis Arquette.
I know.
R.I.P.
The father of the Arquette clan.
Wait a second. Now we're like double death now. Yeah, like all these voice actors are dead.
you didn't put those down there, did you? I did not.
I mean,
but Brad Garrett lives.
He's reading the Book of the Dead at this point.
The Necronomicon ex mortis.
They're all, because for the most part, it's like, brah, brah, now I'm voicing a wrestler. And it's like, whatever. But let me tell you, I'm looking at you, Charlie Adler, voicing famed Rowdy Roddy Piper and nary an accent attempt to be found.
You got
to
do it.
Well, what are you doing?
So the conceit of the show, A, there's absolutely no wrestling to be found.
No.
Like none.
There's horseplay.
There's horseplay, but
there's no wrestling.
Because
that's a problem.
It's the idea, like I guess all the WWF pep people, now WWE, at the time WWF, would walk around like they would all just hang out all the time. I think in other episodes they're all living in big houses. Like
what?
All the good guys live in a big house and all the bad guys live in a big house.
I love that the heels and the faces are like sets of buds in this cartoon.
So each of them had like a real world-esque fucking house.
I think so.
You know, brother, when the Iron Sheik did not clean the pool table, kind of messed up. You can't leave the balls like that, dude. You know what? Here's the deal, Piper. We are together supposed to be volunteering at that soup kitchen. And let me tell you this, brother. They're filming it. So don't think they're not getting your laziness on film.
Captain Lou Albana forgets to put the toilet seat down. It's obnoxious.
Oh, my God. He took that girl home last night? That's what I had to hear all night?
Junkyard Dog, he keeps bringing his long-distance girlfriend over to the house. He's kidding himself.
Oh, also, yeah! I'll jump on that grenade!
I don't know why Macho Man Randy Savage wasn't involved in the show.
You know why? standards.
Oh, well,
I think he's got too much presence. He would overshadow Hulk.
Yeah, he's that's too big.
True. Yeah, that's true.
Well, was this? I mean, this is 85.
Yeah.
So he's
around.
He's there.
He's totally around.
Because here's another big question. We're talking 1985. What's the status of the Undertaker's career right now?
Oh no, not at all. Undertaker's like 90, probably.
90. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he was
okay.
Waiting for, like, the goth scene was really taking off in the early 80s, and it took a while for the WWF to co-opt that movement.
He's playing underground clubs in, like, yes. The Portland area.
He's playing, like, vampire lodges in London.
His entrance music is fucking Bauhaus every time.
By the way, guys, now this starts with, like, they're at, like, the food hall or
yeah.
something. Now,
this is the first segment, which is
yes.
Mean Clean Gene.
Right.
Sorry.
So Gene Okerlund, that's the guy's
yeah.
name,
yes.
right? All right, the announcer type
yes.
of dude.
Sure.
He goes and takes some food and puts it on a plate at the start of this episode. And this is like an iconic sound, and I wanted to know if you guys recognize. It's like a plurp. It's like a plurp. It's like
yep.
It's like a plop plurp.
Yep.
It's like a plurp plop.
Yep.
It's like the food goes on the plate, but because it's a mushy, nice food, it goes plurp.
It's a wet plop.
Yes.
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 Wet
it's like
plop.
A plurple.
Yes.
Like it starts to ripple. The plop ripples when it lands.
And what this is speaking to, and I'm glad you brought this up, is we're talking fucking cheap city with this cartoon. These are fucking free sound library bites, because the
definitely.
Other thing you have in this movie or in this episode of television, at the start of it, you get a hint of how bad the score is. And
yeah.
the score is this like, it's like, like bad cartoons use this a lot, like the fake baby elephant walk song.
Yeah, yes.
Boo doo blap bloot Hulk Hogan boo doo blap.
But I think this is the only time this was actually true to life, because it reminds you of what it would be like to be backstage at a WWF show in the 1980s, where it's literally the three things you can get is fucking horse meat, steroids, and alcohol.
Yeah.
That is all. Like, that's what Vince McMahon provided. Anything else you got to bring from home. It's like, yeah, you want that good stuff, you got to bring it from home. You eat horse meat, and you drink your beer, and you take your steroids.
And if you don't do those three things, you're fine, Austin.
That's why the life expectancy of these guys was a little bit short.
Well, you know, the drugs are one thing, but honestly, you know, you can only eat so much horse.
You listen here, Albana. I'm cutting your PCP bonus in half, and you're just going to have to deal with it.
That's right, Albano. Christmas is cancel.
That's why I bring my own red wine. I need 45-case red wine to drink with my horse meat sandwiches.
I keep my wine in a tan sheepskin pouch.
Red, red wine.
You be for all's got it going on.
Hey, Hulk Hogan, dance with me.
You know what, brother? You can lay off that French shit. You know what I mean?
You don't need horse on sandwiches. You make horse chili. Horse chili is the best way to eat the horse meat.
The plot of this section is to Mean Gene Okerlund or whatever. He's gonna have a housewarming party, but he needs the house cleaned, and he just bought a new house that's apparently fucking filthy. Like a hoarder lived there.
Well, that's right, Hogan. I bought it from a bunch of tweakers. Yeah, you got to clean that out. All those ATM machines, Hogan, and all sorts of different detritus.
Keep the needles.
There's a bunch of flattened cats all throughout this house
and then I
need cleaned.
He mentions the address down to the number and the street. And
yeah.
Then all the wrestlers are like, well, if we clean it today, we could have that house party sooner. It's like, what are we even doing?
They're
these
big
wrestlers,
babies.
They're down to party.
Yeah.
Also, you can narrow that address a little bit, because it's where a bunch of wrestlers live. And honestly, a lot of that is Florida.
A big John Studd got crushed by newspapers.
And so, yeah, but like Rowdy Roddy Piper, there's like some sort of scuffle, and Hogan and the other guys scuffle with them.
Yeah.
But Mr. Fuji hears the address. He's like, oh, yeah, we're going to fuck that house up before Mean Gene can have a nice party. It's like such a little kid thing. It's like,
yeah.
And then they're all going to have a big party together, but the bad guys are going to ruin the party.
Well, isn't it also like there's something about like Piper and his crew like aren't invited and they feel slighted or something, maybe.
Yeah, so like this is when the everybody
maybe
villains.
I'm making way too much story out of this cartoon.
That's a third dimension. You gotta lose
when Roddy Piper had to sign that unfair Treaty of Versailles, kind of slowly launched everything.
Well, actually,
all the animosity.
This is a question I had. Who got paid for this? Because I'm gonna guess not many people, because their voices
Vince
aren't
Vince McMahon, and that is it.
Maybe Hogan, because he's in it live action at the end.
Well, yeah, and that's true. The thing. And
nobody's
think,
doing voices, so you're not paying them for that. And their likeness is definitely owned by Vince McMahon.
Well,
for Gene sure.
Oakland. Mean Gene's getting it too. At the end there too.
That's right.
That's the thing. I think because
let
you,
those wrestlers eat horse meat, Vince. He's like smoking a cigar with him. I will be having filet mignon with you.
Yeah, fuck those sister fucking hillbillies, Vince.
I mean, they're one step removed from carnies, Vince. That's what I'm saying. You can't give them anything nice. They won't enjoy it.
But so here's what I'm thinking, though, is if you appeared as your likeness, which it looks like they all did at least once.
Oh, maybe you get paid for that.
Yeah, because it looks like, let's see. Wow, this is kind of hilarious. Mean Gene Okerlund, 4 episodes. Hulk Hogan himself. Bitch, your name is on the fucking cartoon twice.
Wow.
Captain Lou Albano twice, Andre the Giant once, Mula once, Bobby the Brain Heenan one
time. Well, Andre, I can pay you in money or I could give you the pain pills you desperately need. What's it gonna be, Andre?
Well,
you wanna sleep tonight or what?
The pain pills I definitely need, but the money could buy me pain pills. Give me the pain pills. Vince McMahon is my manager, best friend, and doctor.
Dr. Vince. Yeah, you're fine, Andre. Don't worry about it. That heart's going to keep going.
I know it's
your
not-
ventricles are fire.
Oh, Lord. So they're trying to fucking clean this house. They all go over there, and it's like, it's a weird...
James Avery as the Junkyard Dog, a great voice performance. He was actually a really fun voice actor.
He was great. Shredder. He's the Shredder.
He's the fucking Shredder.
That's all you have to say.
But he's doing, and I don't know if they paid for this, he's singing Another One Bites the Dust, and I'm like, they definitely didn't pay for this.
Do they sing it?
No, it's just plays. The bass line.
The bass line is... Like they're playing it. Yes. I don't think he's also singing it.
And it's a weird Vanilla Ice thing where it's like ba da dum dum dum.
Yeah. Okay. So they're trying to get around.
And they gain access to the house through a junkyard skeleton key.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Vince! I got David Bowie on line 3. He wants to talk to you.
Bowie, you're fired.
Oh, it doesn't work that way. You're sued.
My lawyer is going to put you in a world of hurt. That's right, you sleep alone, Mr. Rich Man. Controlling all these giant monsters. Ooh, that's a good song. Giant monsters.
He got the idea for Labyrinth from the WWF.
Wow, look at all these giant monsters. Hey.
Dance, wrestler, dance. Put that headlock spell on you.
Whatever. Yeah, so I mean, there's a lot of shenanigans and hijinks.
So, like, yeah.
Not a lot of Hogan in this episode, honestly.
Not a lot of Hogan, which, like,
by the way, we
got to
talk about the hairline
here.
A little bit. A bit.
It's outrageous because he's like receding in real life. And then in this cartoon, he's got these humongous locks.
He looks like David Bowie in Labyrinth.
He does.
Yeah. He's got like Goblin King.
Hogan, though, smaller codpiece, guaranteed.
Oh, definitely.
And also, by the way, we should say, all these wrestlers, except for Andre the Giant, for some reason, Andre the Giant's got this cool, like, I'm going out after this outfit. Everyone else is wearing their spandex the entire time.
I think that's the thing where that you draw straws, and the dude who draws, like, the short straw, it's like, all right, you can dress like a human being when we go out in public. The rest of you's got to dress like carnies.
That's right, you piece of meat. I threw out all your other clothes. You don't need them.
I could give you your clothes back. Or you could have these pain pills, which you desperately need.
So they fuck up cleaning the house, by the way.
Well, because Piper's crew comes in, and it's like him, Mr. Fuji, Hillbilly Jim.
Iron Sheik's involved, Nikolai Volkov.
And it's like, they're like sneaking around this house, hidden from the rest of them.
Evil ethnic wrestlers.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, all white guys are good guys. Well,
Junkyard Dog was African American.
He was, and the Superfly was
Tito, Roddy Santana. Piper. Also evil because of what was going on at the time.
But you are right, though. It is a thing of like...
They're close enough to the Irish.
Anything that's...
According to Vince McMahon.
Don't tell them that.
Anything that is like... Yeah, like we had trouble with the Russians. That's a bad guy. We had trouble with the Iranians. That's a bad guy.
Absolutely.
I remember my favorite of all this, because it's always like things that like people that would go to wrestling events would hate. And the one that I loved was the dentist.
Oh, yeah.
He was just a bad guy. He was a big bad guy that would like try and rip
your
teeth.
That was a dentist? The really? Dentist, I didn't know that.
Ivan Yankov.
Ivan Yankov, the dentist. He was a mix of Russian dentist.
Oh, you know, I get it.
You know who that guy is, though, don't you?
That's Kane, right?
That's Kane himself.
Oh, really?
He started that way.
Yeah, he was this fucking Soviet dentist character before he became Kane.
So wait, is Kane an AARP? What the fuck's going on?
Kane is a politician. He's elected to office these days in like Kentucky or someplace.
Christ.
Mm-hmm. Which party?
What do you think?
Flip a coin with two R's on both sides.
Two-Face? They're fucking with him, whatever. It goes crazy. They fucking break out the side of the house, or whatever. Mean Gene's there like, hey, guys, what the fuck's going on?
The shit are you doing in my... Oh, my God. Are you here to kill me? And then I told Vince I'd pay him next week. I really did. No.
I'm sorry about stealing the pain pills. I need them, too.
In the land of the pain. The man with the pain pills is king.
And then the gag is Mean Gene Okerlund has misremembered his own home address.
Yes, or maybe they misheard it, I forget. And he's like, oh no, I'm at 382 instead of 328.
Right.
Yeah, and the house they've trashed is the police chief.
Oh,
yeah,
absolutely. He
shows up and snarls.
Yeah.
But that's a weird, like, this guy's not speaking English. Yeah. He's like, here's my good friend and new next door neighbor, Police Chief O'Malley. And this fucking cartoon comes up like, and you're like, all right.
By the way, this chief is on the fucking take. You see the size of this guy?
Oh, that's what I was going to point out, Kevin. Yep. Great call. Yep. This house is massive. Ceilings for days.
Well, there's what they were actually trying to clean off was the "World Is Yours" poster that they had to rip down from this fucking ex drug dealer that this guy's appropriated it from.
And that's the end of that half. Then we go into this quick weird Andre's Giant problem, which is Andre the Giant. His mama is coming from France, and he's not informed her that he's a world-famous professional wrestler.
I'm in the closet about being a professional wrestler because she thinks that that's a profession where they treat you like a dog and you die at an early age. That is her being foolish.
The French love stupid shit. Why wouldn't they like wrestling? I don't understand this.
So Jerry Lewis, professional wrestling, absolutely.
I mean, I kind of like wrestling to a degree, Why? How would they not know this?
I don't think in this instance Andre the Giant is speaking for all of France. It's more in this instance his mother.
Well, at the end of the episode, we find out that the mother is actually taking wrestling classes at the French YMCA or whatever the fuck. But
it's the WMCA, dude. Oh, Jesus. I'll be out back putting a gun in my mouth.
WMCA. So Andre the Giant pretends to be a French pastries chef or whatever.
Yeah, right. So it's only the good guys that are trying to help him out. And also, the best thing is like Hulk Hogan's like, "Hey, brother, I'll help. I'll pick up your mom without any problem. You pretend to be this chef.
I'll just show up at the airport and grab whatever old French broad I find."
What's the flight? What's she look like? What's her name?
This was so fucking stupid. This entire cartoon is so fucking stupid. But I did get a legitimate laugh here because the way Brad Garrett is just delivering this, he's just like, all right, you guys go find a bakery that they can work at. I'll go pick up Andre's mother at the airport, and I'll see you in 1 hour. I'm like, what in the fuck? Also, I dare you to try to go pick someone up at an airport and then see other people all within the span of an hour.
That is not my mother.
I don't know, buddy. She had a baguette. I figured.
Crack! Just broke her neck.
He just stood at the end of the airport. Andre's mother! Hello, Andre's mother!
sir, could you come with us, please? By the way, so they take over an already existing bakery.
Oh, dude, they fucking...
And this chef, who is looks Italian,
yeah,
but he goes through French, German,
yeah,
kind of Jewish,
yes, yep,
and yep, Finnish by the end of the fucking episode.
Yeah, we are flipping through all sorts of voices with this character.
And
it's
I'm just
ridiculous.
Saying, can we finish the episode?
Mm?
You get it? You get it, folks?
I do.
I got it. And whatever, they're like, there's dough that's exploding.
And here's the thing. We don't get in-ring wrestling in this episode,
yes,
but they wrestle. It's a fucking Royal Rumble with fucking rising dough right here, because it's like, oh no, brother, we put too much yeast in the dough. Let's pound it.
Yeah.
And they're like, it's like they're fucking gangbanging this thing. It's really weird.
There's also this like cupcake assembly line. That
yeah.
I'm like, what is this? Entenmann's?
Well, we're cribbing I Love Lucy because yeah, every yeah, fan of Hulk Hogan's rocking whatever the fuck really appreciated this I Love Lucy reference.
It's a river of dough.
Yeah, they're like pounded. They're all doing kind of... And the other thing is,
I love it when he pounds it.
I want to see some special moves, baby. That's what I'm tuning in for.
Here's the thing, dude. I think either the Rieslars themselves or Vince McMahon is owning those finishers.
Oh,
dude, you're
God,
not seeing a fucking leg drop in this cartoon. No way.
It's a bunch of horseshit, man.
Absolutely. So all this is going on, as if this wasn't enough.
There's a lot of commotion.
Some dude comes in and he's like, all right, everybody, this is a stick up. Like, this is like a move that someone does as a poor improviser. Like, the scene is going along. Maybe people are wrestling fucking dough for some reason. And then it's like, well, I'm going to jump into this scene now. Hey, everybody, now it's a robbery.
Well, no, what happened was this guy and his girlfriend were outside at a diner. And she's like, he was like, hey, remember that when we stuck up that liquor store last night and you started grabbing their wallets? That was a good idea. I want to start sticking up bakeries, and I'll grab their wallets.
None of you motherfuckers move!
I don't have enough for a full, Hamburglar mask, but I'll get, like, black circles around my eyes. How about yeah, that? Will that work?
And this guy is built like a wrestler, like you sure, would. And then Andre's mother, yes, involved, is like, that's my sonny's bakery! And she starts, like, putting him in leg locks and
right,
stuff. Like, what, Mom, you can wrestle? And it's like kind of a beautiful moment because this guy's living this double life. He doesn't
exactly
know if his mother's ever going to accept him for who he is.
It's gorgeous. It's like the end of 6 Feet Under.
I was crying. And then it ends with, that's my mama. And then that's the fucking end of this episode, except for like this. Now we're doing a fake backstage interview with Mean Gene, IRL, and Hulk Hogan.
And I don't know if this is some Daily Motion nonsense because it seems like they just plucked a full episode and put it on there.
Right.
But it is this thing where, like, why would you have this at the end of the episode where it's like, oh, man, brother, when you see this episode, it's going to be incredible. I'm like, I just fucking watched it, Hulkster.
But it's weird because I think part of it is because Mean Gene's like, so, Hulkster, what did you think of today's episode?
Oh, yes.
And, like, he mentions the first story.
Yeah.
But then he starts rambling about shit we've never seen. They're showing clips from other episodes. And I'm like, what? When was there a fucking Brian,
look,
Bobby
brother,
the Brain Heenan fucking driving
Hulkster
test?
Is very busy. He cannot go to all the production meetings. There's a lot of products that Hulkster's face is on. I can't be bothered with all of the details. You tell me what to say. I will say it, brother.
But one thing that...
By the way, I will say the N-word if you want me to, because I'm a huge racist.
Yeah, I will say that on a sex tape or whatever. The best part of this, though, and it is a blink and you miss it line from Hulk Hogan, because Mean Gene's like, so, Hulkster, what did you think of today's episode? And he's like, you know, Mean Gene, I'm out here hanging and banging.
Yes, I noticed the hanging and banging, dude.
He's like, I'm, pardon me?
I've got kids here.
Exactly.
Hulk, this is for the cartoon, not the sex tape.
Shouldn't have eaten so much pork.
That's right, Gene. I am fucking Captain Lou Albana behind here, and it is just a fucking great time.
But yeah, we're told about Bobby the Brain Heenan is giving the Iron Sheik driving lessons. Someone is stopping jewel thieves at another point.
Sure.
And I was like, sick teaser, but why are you talking about it as if I just watched it?
I think that might be a production problem.
Who knows?
I don't think it's a Daily Motion thing, because again, like, it is the whole episode.
It's all, yeah, it's just right there.
End to end. Yeah, I don't know how that works.
Mr. McMahon, we have to change it because it's the wrong episode.
You're fine.
Hey there, Korean animator.
You're fine.
See, this episode, this show is just meant to die like all the other wrestlers. No one was ever meant to go back to it.
That is very true.
They're watching what? This, I mean, I can't believe it. It's 20 what episodes? 23 episodes.
Spread over two seasons.
That's wild shit.
Yeah, it's a wild. I mean, like, and also, let's get some wrestling in here, baby.
Maybe we have to just dig deeper, dude. Watch Maybe. More.
Mm. I would watch more of this.
You would watch more? Okay. Yeah.
The only way it would make sense is if the first season was 22 episodes. And it was canceled immediately after the first episode of the second season. That's the only way I could think. Never watch this,
so,
by
Chris,
the way.
So, Chris, you were embarrassed watching
this. I was. Yes, this never watches. It's the cheapest bullshit I've ever seen in my life.
It is such a cash grab. It's incredibly embarrassing. Yeah. It's an odd watch it in a way to watch the one episode that I watched, but that's almost fun, but not really.
Yeah, Eric. I mean, I would rewatch it. Just, I mean, not this episode, but I'm curious to see how terrible the rest of it is. That's kind of where I'm coming from.
It definitely won't be a thing. Like, I got briefly really hooked on that Rambo cartoon, and I was going through that because it was like basically a continuous story. No, I had to watch this at work this afternoon. I was huddled in a corner. I made sure my fucking back was to a wall. Yeah. I was like, you better not sneak up on me watching rock and wrestling. Oh, man, that
is... What a loser that guy is. You're fired.
Watching rock and wrestling on the job.
That is Animation Damnation for this month. Thank you so much for continuing to support the We Hate Movies Patreon endeavor, such as it is. Until next time, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak.
Chris Cabin.
Eric Siskin.
Take it easy.